Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Vox Royalty, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol VOX, and now traded on the OTCQX under the symbol VOXCF. Chad and I are chatting with the CEO, Kyle Floyd. Now, Kyle, a couple updates that we're going to get to, taking care of really the news releases that came out this month. I want to start off with the Q2 financial results for the company. The company recorded record revenues for the quarter, inaugural revenues from the Janet Ivy royalty, and also record net income for the quarter of just over $2 million. Kyle, I'll throw it over to you broadly here. Bring us all up to speed on those Q2 results and really tying into the continued growth of Vox Royalty, please.
Yeah, thanks, Corey. It was really an exciting announcement for us. And I think even more so than just the numbers, it was really the validation of our business model. If you recall, we went public. We had one production stage asset. We now sit at 5 production stage assets. We believe we'll have more than 10 production stage assets over the next 12 to 18 months with pretty clear delineation in terms of how we get there with operator guidance. But what we focus on is we look for value in royalties. We are finding the most interesting projects with the most interesting royalties over them all around the world and buying them when we see good value. And the last quarter that we announced, I believe, really validates that business model that we're not overpaying for royalties. We're finding them at good value. Our mining engineers and our geologists are picking the right assets to really target and go after. And that's obviously informed by a lot of the intellectual property that we have, our deal sourcing agents that help connect us with the disparate owners of these royalties. But more so than just the numbers themselves, look, it was great to have those numbers manifest the way that they did. We were able to double revenue guidance from around $2 million to now between $4 and $5 million, and then obviously generate net income last quarter. So it was really a productive quarter across the board. But I think the most important part of that quarterly announcement is really the validation of our business model, especially as it compares to a lot of the peers in the industry and delineates how we're able to create value for shareholders.
Well, Kyle, in the royalty space, a lot of investors maybe don't own any royalty companies, or they own one or two, but don't really understand it. Just maybe spend 60 seconds and bring people up to speed on the power of the royalty model and why it's so important that you've gone from 1 to 5 producing royalties and what the roadmap looks like as far as you move towards that 10 number, why that's so key from a cash flow perspective and from a growth perspective for the company.
Yeah, well, I'll kind of work backwards on that question. And so your revenue is generated by the underlying operations of the mining company. So to ultimately manifest tangible value, these royalties typically have to come into production. You can sell royalties like we did that were non-core and we felt like we're a better home in electric royalties. But really what you're looking for is projects to come into production. You're looking for those assets to increase in production. And so that's what we've seen. And as we go from 5 production stage assets to 10 production stage assets, you continue to have this very significant revenue ramp and income ramp, which we will be delivering for our shareholders. And that should obviously be increasing valuation. But the royalty model is so powerful, and why I believe it is the best way to get the best risk-adjusted exposure in the commodity sector is it's lower risk because of a couple factors. One, you've got diversification. 5 production stage assets going to 10 production stage assets is hugely significant, and that gives us lower risk. But we get all the upside in these projects essentially for free. We already bought them at great value, but the upside is there at no additional cost for us. So when the underlying projects that we have royalties over are putting in capital to expand production, when they're putting in capital to increase drilling, we're getting the benefits of all of that at no cost. And in a rising metal price environment, there's tremendous leverage to the royalty company and the royalty portfolio because increased metal prices equal increased reserves, encourage increased production, encourages more revenue to be generated by the mining company that then is incentivized to be reinvest into their projects, increasing resources, increasing reserves, increasing discoveries, and again, increasing production. So this multiplier effect that royalty companies realize means we really have great leverage and probably just as much upside, if not more upside than mining companies with a lot less risk. And that at the end of the day is why I believe you buy royalty companies over mining companies in certain instances.
All right, Kyle, let's get into the news that was just released earlier this week on August 31st. It's a broad asset update here. Five assets that you're updating. We're going to move through them one by one. I will also post a link below this interview to the company's website for a summary of all this news, starting with this Janet Ivy asset. We already mentioned that you just started receiving revenue from there, but this asset, which is being run and developed by Zijin Mining, a subsidiary of that company, they just announced an expansion to the heap leach. You even mentioned in this news release that you expect this to re-rate this royalty from revenue starting already next year and onward. What's the key update here from Janet Ivy, please?
Yeah, it's a great update, and I'll try to be very direct to the point for your listeners. This is a really interesting asset. We found this royalty prior to this construction being commenced on this asset, so we're already realizing a little bit of revenue from this project. This expansion is going to make it the largest heap leach project in all of Australia. That's pretty highly significant and is really delineating, you know, a pretty significant increase in the revenue that we expect to realize from it over the coming years. We expect that to kick in the back half of next year, but that'll be long life, gold-linked cash flow for our business. And we bought this royalty at great value. So when you look at where we bought it, what this means, these developments, and that's why we bought the royalty, is we expect it to be on this path. But this just continues, again, to validate the royalties that we're buying and the value that we're finding for investors.
Okay, Kyle, and next up would be the Boden's underground scoping study update. They're moving towards, they're in a feasibility situation, and Vox holds a 0.85% gross revenue royalty on this silver lead zinc project. Bring us up to speed on some of the development going on at this project.
Boden's is really exciting. It's the largest primary developing silver project in all of Australia, and Australia obviously known for mining. That's pretty significant. We own about a 0.85% gross value royalty on what are the existing resources right now. We also own a 1% royalty on about 1,000 square kilometers that surround this royalty and this land package. So we're really well positioned on this royalty. I believe they're drilling about 40,000 meters on this project on an annualized basis. And they've just announced that they have are going to produce a preliminary economic study or scoping study on the significant underground potential that they've discovered from all their lower drill hits. So really exciting times. You know, you buy royalties for this kind of upside. We knew what the open pit was. We found the royalty at great value then. But this underground potential really takes this project to another level. And is one of those exciting assets in the portfolio. And this continues to increase the value of this asset significantly for Vox and our shareholders.
Quick follow-up on this asset then, as it is moving towards, production or at least construction. You have any idea on the time frame of what that's going to take? Because even within this news release, you say that you look forward to some updates even regarding permitting over the coming year.
The company operating at Silver Mines is closing in on final permitting approvals. So once they have that in hand, that really delineates and clarifies the timeline on it. But we would put this in a relatively near-term kind of time frame of 2 to 4 years to be in production. And obviously, a lot of exciting potential in terms of their ability to expand the resource and expand potential into the underground.
All right, on to the next asset update here. This is a PEA stage project. I'm going to try to pronounce this name. Not sure if I'm going to get it right, but it's the Pitumbaras project. Now, this is a vanadium iron ore project. You hold a 1% NSR on this. What are the updates here from this project?
Yeah, another, you know, really, again, these are exciting operator updates for us. This is not kind of ho-hum news. It's material. So this royalty was actually acquired when we acquired the Pedra Bronca royalty, which is over the largest developing Platinum Group's metals project in all of South America. This asset essentially got spun off of that and was a kind of a neighboring ore body. And so our royalty also covers what is now Pitumbaras, and that's being advanced by Jangada. This royalty and this asset is expected to come into production in the back half of next year. way ahead of expectations. It's a ferrovanadium project. They keep increasing the size of the mineral resource every time that the drills turn. So this is a project that we just expect to continue to scale into more and more significance. It's going to likely be in production next year for us. And you know, was essentially a free royalty for us in many respects. So it's exciting again to see when we saw good value in one project, we looked at the entire land package. This was part of it, that upside being realized for the benefit of our shareholders.
Okay, Kyle, and up next on the asset updates is the Sulphur Springs. This is a pre-construction project. It's interesting because I believe on this project, you guys hold the royalty on the Kangaroo Caves deposit and the sulfur, and that's combined with the Sulphur Springs project. But this also is one where Northern Star Resources has taken over the project. And so maybe you can speak to that about how some of these royalties also have the potential upside of quality operators coming on and really starting to advance the project more than maybe the junior that held it previous.
Yeah, actually, just a small point of clarification. So what happened was Bill Beament, who founded Northern Star, actually left Northern Star when they merged with Saracen and has come to Venture X to move these projects ahead because he believes they're world-class projects. So capital got injected into this business. Credibility got injected into this business. We obviously saw the asset and liked the asset, but the operator, you know, having this kind of injection of intellectual capital and capital has really kind of sped up the development timeline for this opportunity and increased its probability of production and increased the upside, especially on our Kangaroo Caves royalties. So this is just an example of us finding good geology, good projects, believing that good things should happen for these companies. And the buoyancy, one thing I'd like to remind all your listeners, the buoyancy of the Australian capital markets and equity markets for companies like this can't be overstated. It's so significant. Gold prices in Aussie dollar terms have been all-time highs for the last 3 to 4 years. And there is so much capital for mining companies in Australia right now. And so our leading royalty package of 33 plus royalties in Australia continue to benefit from that market and from the development capital that's there for these assets. And that this is just one small example of things going significantly in the right direction for assets that we've acquired at really good value.
All right, final asset to take care of here within that news release, Lynn Lake. This is at the feasibility stage. You provide a Q2 drilling update and permitting update. Also the note here that Alamos, which is involved in this project, has reiterated a construction decision deadline for this project by mid next year. So that clock is ticking here. What's the key update from this Lynn Lake asset?
Yeah, they're drilling on, so our royalty covers part of Lynn Lake and it's actually part of the McClellan deposit, and there's significant drilling that's happening on what will be eventually, we believe, royalty-linked production coming from that asset. Alamos is obviously a great operator. They say a construction decision is coming, but they've guided in their own presentation that this is probably a project that's moving forward and should be in production over the next 2 to 4 years. So we're excited about it. Again, this was acquired as part of a portfolio at great value. And we got a great operator in Alamos to be running a project that we have a royalty over. So it's exciting. And again, just continues to delineate future cash flow for Vox and the relative value that we're trading at.
Well, Kyle, you guys have a lot of news that's been coming out, and it's exciting to follow along with the company. As investors look ahead to the balance of the year, what kind of news should they have their eye out for, aside from more partner updates? Any acquisitions that you guys are scouting out that you, I know you probably can't mention the specific details, but are you looking to make more acquisitions? Or are you looking to just grow the revenues and just keep updating the markets? What should investors have their sights set on?
Yeah, it's really a continuance of everything we've been delivering as we've been a public company since May of last year. We have what I believe is the most robust business development engine for royalties on the planet. And so we're always looking at interesting acquisitions, and we will continue to deliver those to the market when they're closed. And I think investors have a lot to look forward to in terms of what we're going to be delivering to the market. And we're looking at, we have a pretty significant avoidance to going to the equity markets certainly in any type of foreseeable time horizon. So it'll be, if there's meaningful acquisitions to be made, it'll be what we believe will be very productive for our shareholders and the ultimate value of our company. And then again, there's, we are ramping that production stage asset count significantly. The development assets that we have are continuing to drill and continuing to progress to construction decisions and into construction. Segilola, you guys have obviously talked to Shagan at Thor Explorations a couple times. They're doing a great job with the Segilola gold asset in Nigeria. So excited to see that come online. They've announced first gold pour. That should be generating revenue for us, we expect, in the fourth quarter. So a lot of really, I think, fundamental tangible developments for our business mixed in with all the organic growth and the exciting acquisitions that we continue to have in our crosshairs.
All right, Kyle, appreciate the update. Again, I'll be posting a link below this interview so everyone can read over those recent news releases. And if you have any follow-up questions for Kyle regarding anything, really, at Vox Royalty, please just email us, fleck@kereport.com. We will get those answered for you. Kyle, I appreciate the update. Keep in touch on the back of some more news, please.
Will do. Thanks, gentlemen.